Welcome to Pirate Sports Tonight in America. I'm Brian Barth here. Isaac Edelman and Sam Fetterman are on hand tonight. It is July 6, 2020. Streaming from Long Island. We've got a great rendition. So let's bring in the guests right now. First, as always, the man, the myth, and you find your other nicknames. Sam Fetterman.
I'm ready for this.
Yeah, of course you are. And Isaac Edelman is here with us as well.
How's it going?
So, how are you guys doing today?
Now, Brian, when you when we did our draft stream a few months ago, I remember you told me a couple before that you wanted to get Isaac on the show.
That's right.
Well, you'd think I'd be better at this at this point, but he's now here.
I actually wouldn't.
Anyway. I do all this. I literally have to point however many times every single show to the guests. You know, all right, go on.
Can I finish?
Yeah, you can finish.
Okay. All right. So we all saw the news today. I'm just going to get this right here. See, I'm looking at my phone here just to look at any other possibly great news from the day in sports today. But all I see is the same thing. So I think we're just going to have to talk about it, even though I really feel like I don't want to. Patrick Mahomes has signed a 10-year, $450 million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, for some people, this could you could say, oh, yeah, this was definitely going to be coming. Why not? Patrick Mahomes, you've got the biggest star in the NFL. Well, $450 million, the biggest deal in sports history, according to Adam Schefter. I mean, he's been great for 3 years now, but who knows? You got another NFL season after an iffy year with the coronavirus. It was going to be tough. A low draft pick, too, for the Chiefs, Sam.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs here, I think that they've hemorrhaged their cap situation for a long time, but they get the best, they get the most talented passer, the most talented quarterback I've ever seen in Patrick Mahomes. They're getting and they're locking him up for 10 years on, yes, a ridiculous contract, but you're getting what, $50.3 million a year. That seems ridiculous now. When that contract is up in 10 years, that cap has risen another 15-20%. Is it as ridiculous as it seems? No. It's going to be, yeah, and it's going to hemorrhage their cap in the late 2020s, I believe. But I don't think it actually hemorrhages their cap as much when you get into 2030, 2031. But the thing is, they're going to be really good in these next few years. So they're going to have, and Chris Jones, gone, by the way. No chance to re-sign him. And when you look at a guy like, when you look at this team, what you're seeing is a very talented team for right now. And then 2027, 2028 rolls around. Those guys are gone. And you don't have a high draft pick because you've been good. So you got Patrick Mahomes carrying a bunch of nobodies to the playoffs, if you're lucky, in 2029.
You know,
but that's not until they win maybe another Super Bowl or two.
Yeah, I agree. Isaac, interested to hear your opinion from I don't know, maybe the first opinion I hear in, like, you know, maybe under 30 seconds, because I'm not used to that.
Yeah, now here's the thing. What I say, tons of money. Is it worth it? As of now, it's worth it. You don't know. You're going to take the risk? Yes, you are. This guy could be the potential best QB in NFL history. You see a QB come out like Mahomes every 30 years, I'm going to say. And that's why you take the risk. Tons of money, absolutely, without a doubt. Whatever you want to say, tons of money. You could buy Chick-fil-A restaurants all across the country. I don't know. But Patrick Mahomes is the real deal. If he gets injured, it sucks for the Chiefs, but you're going to take the risk. And Patrick Mahomes, who was drafted, you know, by the Chiefs, wants to play for the Chiefs. You would think that he would want to spend his whole career on the Chiefs, but sometimes, you know, you get sick of the Chiefs, but the Chiefs can hold on to him. This is a star QB. This could be the best QB in the history of the NFL, and that's why you take the risk. So for me, it's simple. Yes, this is a good deal. You take the risk. And if you give him that money, he's going to play hard. You got a guy like Dak Prescott who's, you know, not happy with his money situation. He's not going to play as hard as he should be. So Mahomes is going to play hard, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you say playing hard. I'm just with the weapons he has around him. Just hear me out. With the weapons he has around him, most importantly, being his coach and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, other than Bill Belichick, is probably, if you had to ask for any coach, I mean, if we did a draft of coaches in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Sean Payton, I think, is up there, top five.
I actually, something I wanted to do later in the show is try to rank the top five coaches in the NFL. But after Bill Belichick, if I was drafting anybody, unequivocally, I'd go with Andy Reid.
Easily.
Yeah. Unequivocally. And again, Belichick's easily first.
Yeah, I mean, that's
why. I say Belichick.
No, that's for later in the show.
All right.
But here's what I have to say, Brian. I agree
with you. He's got a knob on his right.
He knows something about Mahomes. Now, you know, if they run out of cap space and they can't get weapons, the way Mahomes is, you know, for throwing so far and for having such a good arm, you would think, you know, people with strong arms are not that mobile, but he is. So even if he doesn't have strong weapons, he could find a way to get the ball to them by him being such a great passer, throwing off balance. He throwing lefty, even though he's a righty sometimes, throwing sidearm. Even if he doesn't have the weapons, like the Patriots, besides Julian Edelman, they have a terrible receiving. If you put Mahomes on that offense without Julian Edelman, take away Julian Edelman, right? Patrick Mahomes on that offense without Julian Edelman, the Patriots will still be a playoff team because you have that guy at the QB position, the head of your team, Patrick Mahomes. That's why, again, you take the risk of paying him that much, because if you have the worst receiving core in the NFL, the Chiefs won't, even if they have no cap space, they just won't. You know, they'll be a good team. Mahomes will find a way to get the ball to them. He knows how.
Yeah, when you look at Patrick Mahomes, he's able to use his mobility, use it. I'm not Isaac Edelman. Thank you. He's able to use his mobility, use his arm strength, which is, once again, he is the most talented quarterback I have ever watched play the game of football. And I honestly believe that he probably is the most talented to ever, the most talented ever. I mean, because there's nothing ever like him. He uses his mobility so well. He gets out of the pocket. He makes plays. He can throw the ball really far down the field with accuracy. The Kansas City Chiefs. I said this so much. If you listen to the Power Hour before I went on Sportscaster, if you listen to the Power Hour back in January, you knew this about the Chiefs. I believed, and I still do, that Chiefs offense, unlike any offense in NFL history, had the ability to score from anywhere on the field at any time. I didn't think that any offense in NFL history could do it the way the Chiefs did. And now, I mean, you're getting the guy, you're getting the main engine that runs that. You have him locked up for 10 years. Yeah, it's a risk. What happens if he gets injured in 2 years and is never able to play at the same level again? That's the risk that you take.
No kidding. That's all I have to say. No kidding. That's the risk that you take. You're telling me.
Okay, yeah. Let's find something to talk about. All right, Patrick Mahomes signs a $450 million.
It's actually $503 million.
I'm this close. Anyway.
By the way, the risk is smaller than the reward. Way smaller.
That's an additional 11%.
I can't.
I don't blame you.
This is why I went off Sportscaster, Sam.
Okay, I understand.
I'm going to just single it back over to the solo screen for Sam. You want to finish your thought?
I don't have a finishing thought. I finished the thought. It's $503 million, $477 million of it fully. Somehow that much. How on earth can you give $477 million guaranteed? Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, look, if he gets injured,
I'd retire today.
Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
You would retire today if you were Patrick Mahomes. All right, let's shift for a second because this is taking us absolutely nowhere. By the way, call on Sam's number 1-9-1-4.
291-0462. 914-291-0462. Call into Power Sports Night in America.
I don't really want to know what that spells.
I don't know what it spells.
Well, that's for another day. Now, we're going to turn it back over. If you didn't already know, it's my birthday today. So, what does that mean? It means I get to listen to Sam for 45 minutes on my show.
Not a good birthday present.
I know. I know.
I seriously could have done better.
Yeah, you know.
He invited me on his show during my birthday. Not that it was bad, but I don't want to deal with that on my birthday.
I'm inviting everyone on their birthdays, because why not? Except for you, because you invited me.
You didn't invite me on my birthday.
Well, I didn't.
That's not true. Can I show the chat transcript from this afternoon? I said, can I come on your show, Sam? And I'm like, no, right? And next thing it says, no. No way.
Different. Different situation.
Yeah. Different.
Okay. That wasn't talking about the Power Hour. that was referring to me going on the next tonight to reveal the All-Michael team.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Then we have a different understanding. Let me just check.
Let's move to the NBA, please. So I can take your mind off of it just because you get pissed at all my banners. NBA!
Is that good? She got opinions. Phone lines are open.
Is anybody on the line?
Nope.
Then, great. Isaac, please. I said take under 30 seconds. Take 50 minutes, please.
Okay, we're going to try to make this as long as possible. NBA.
That would be great. I'm muting Sam.
Okay. Nah, I mean, I'm not going to take this long. But the NBA. This is something that will happen. Not saying it's safe, but it will happen. Because you're not going to stop the NBA when you have all 22 teams in that bubble. You're not going to end it. Now, with baseball, everyone's in different locations, so you can end it. But again, this is a bubble. Something's going to go wrong, but it's not going to be as bad as the MLB. But if we talk about details of the NBA, I guess you want me to talk about sleeper teams?
Yeah, I mean, look, talk about whatever you want, but I think the sleeper teams is just not a good talking point, and I'll tell you why. None of them have a chance. Again, Sam knows me for being a realist. When I get passionate about something, it's because something is going to happen or not happen. What's not going to happen is a sleeper team winning the NBA Finals this year.
Now, maybe I shouldn't have said sleeper, but what team would you say is a sleeper? So I can see if they would make the playoffs. Go ahead.
What team would I say is a sleeper? Any team that's not the Bucks, the Lakers, the Clippers. Who's number two in the East now?
Toronto, Boston's third.
Toronto and Boston, and barely Boston.
I mean, I think that the one sleeper team, the one team that you didn't mention that has any sort of a chance would be.
To be frank, Boston's my sleeper.
The Rockets are
sleeper. I honestly think Boston has actually a good chance. I think that if we get hot, we have a chance. But I think that out of the teams you didn't mention, the Denver Nuggets are actually my pick to go to the NBA Finals out of the Western Conference.
No shot. You're wrong.
No, I don't have
that. I've got to be bold on something. I'm telling you that.
I can name five teams that could beat the Nuggets.
Name four.
LA and LA.
Okay, they could beat them.
Houston.
They could probably beat them. But, sorry, no. Wait, they can beat them. They won't. the Nuggets, look, Jokic is going to be playing really well. Murray can score. They've got a really good team. Jokic, I've always been super high on Jokic. So, I mean, that's probably my
the one team that I know will beat the Bucks.
You don't know they'll beat the Bucks. It is actually it would be a really fun series though, Heat and Bucks. Giannis and Jimmy.
The Heat know how to beat the Bucks though. They know how.
But would a Bucks team coming off 4 months and a Heat team coming off 4 months?
Sam, I hate to do it to you.
Yeah, I think that I stand by this.
No, here it is. Nikola Jokic.
I don't even know. This is the dumbest. I can't be on the screen with this. I got to single out Sam. I'm sorry.
I stand by this. I have always been super high on the Denver Nuggets. I do not think that LeBron James will. I do not think that a team that is
this is so dumb.
I do not think that a team that runs a small rotation like the LA Lakers will be able to adjust to 4 months. I don't think that a team like the Lakers with a small rotation will be able to adjust after 4 months off. They'll be good, but I just don't think they can. I don't think that they'll outperform the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets are a team. I really think that the Nuggets have a really good shot at making the finals. Do I think they'll win? No, I think Milwaukee wins this. I think Milwaukee wins the championship. Because I think Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player in the world.
The Nuggets will not go to the finals with the Clippers and Lakers there, though.
I get that point, but I honestly believe that the Denver Nuggets are a basketball team that feels like they have something to prove.
The East is wide open. The West is not. It's either the Clippers or the Lakers. That's it.
I mean, I see your point there. I think those are both some really good basketball teams, but I'm not. Oh, boy. Yeah. You know what? It's bold. Because you know what it means? It means I'm going to be complete. If they don't make the finals, I'll be like, okay, I went for it. It was bold. But when they do make the finals, you'll owe me an apology. The guy talking. I'm not talking anymore. I'm done. You go.
You keep talking.
You'll never get that out of me ever again.
Don't you worry. I will praise you.
If the Nuggets make the finals. Isaac, can we make a pact here?
We will praise him.
Okay. Yeah, I try not to praise Sam because with all the statistics, he's bound to get something right. So
I will praise him. And I don't ever praise Sam. I will praise you if the Nuggets make the finals. And every time I've made a bet like this, Sam, every time, just so we're clear, every time I've made a bet like this, Sam, who's been right?
I don't know. Have we ever made a bet like this?
Yes. Every time I say, oh, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do this, that for you. I've never done anything for you. So that should answer the question.
Okay. Here it is.
I've never done anything for you.
There is a chance of anything. So I wouldn't bet $1 million. But I would bet $100.
I would bet $100 as well.
I wouldn't bet $1 million because there's always a chance. See,
what are the odds here?
Can we look at the odds? Yeah, I was about to look.
1 in 64.
Are you sure? Are you guessing?
I have 64 to 1. Isaac, you would take 64 to 1 on this. You wouldn't take 64 to 1 on the Nuggets making the finals?
Wait, is that the actual odds?
No chance.
No, obviously not.
Hey, look, I'm getting the odds right now. From our friends at
Vegas. It's probably like 13.
Wait, don't the Patriots
if it was, like 21 if it was 64 to 1?
It's probably like 17 to 2 odds.
17 to 2? No way, it's 17.
No. Because like the Patriots have like 20 something odds to go to the play. Yeah,
Patriots have like 20 to 1 odds to win the Super Bowl. There's no way it's 17 to 2.
I think it's 22 to 1 going to the Super Bowl. So the Nuggets is probably, I don't know.
There's no way Nuggets is 17 to 2. That's just not
a guess.
Okay.
They're 22-1 to win the championship.
Great.
But okay, whatever.
I'd take that bet.
Odds. Vegas odds. This is dumb. I can't even believe I'm looking at this. NBA Las Vegas odds. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
The Nuggets are 12-1 to win the West.
12-1.
I'll take that.
17-2 is 8.5-1. So just to be clear.
The Rockets are 7-1, which I think is ridiculous. I do not think that.
I think the Rockets have a better chance than the Nuggets.
I don't think the Rockets are going to react well.
The Nuggets are 12-1.
Mavericks and Jazz 14-1.
I got it. The Maverick, the Jazz and Mavericks are 14-1. The Mavericks are the Nuggets are 12-1. Houston comes in at 7-1. Clippers 9-5. 8-5 are the Los Angeles Lakers. Behind them is the Oklahoma City Thunder at 40-1. On the Eastern side of things, Sixers 9-1, Heat 9-1, Celtics 9-1, Celtics 7-1, Raptors 7-1, Milwaukee Bucks 3-5.
Yeah.
They're favorite, all right.
Heavy favorite.
They're huge favorites in the Eastern Conference, and I think they win this Eastern Conference, and I think they win. Oh, look, NBA Eastern Conference odds analysis. Bucks should no longer be heavy favorite in East.
Yeah, you're looking at the same thing I am.
Well, they are.
Again, odds to win the NBA Finals. Milwaukee Bucks are second. They're 5-2, while the Los Angeles Lakers remain at 12-5 in the American futures market for the 2020 NBA Finals.
The Red Sox are 30-1 to win the World Series.
And no one cares. Exactly. So,
hey, you know what the Marlins are, Isaac?
Let me guess. I'm going to go with 320-1 to win the World Series.
They are plus 75,000. They're 750-1.
Wait, plus 75,000?
Yep.
Then that would be plus... Seven. Yeah, you're right. 750-1.
They are 350-1 to win the NL pennant.
Only.
Well, Sam, I don't have them making the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. What are the Mets? The Mets are plus 2,020-1 to win the World Series.
Can you explain why the Mets have the 7th best odds to make the World Series, but they are not even top 10 for power? Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Never mind what I said.
They're 9-1 to win the NL pennant.
Look, we know what the Braves are going to do. You know, they're a good team. It's just the Mets. Are they going to, you know, they always fall apart. One point. The Braves are going to be consistent.
Braves are a good baseball team. They are my favorites to win that division. I think that they make the NLCS and lose to the Dodgers because I think that the Dodgers are a Death Star this year.
Okay. The Braves are still going to have that music in the background, whatever the
chop.
They may not have that. Is that something against racism? They may not have that.
I know some Cardinals players said something
about
it.
Wait, they may not have that because of politics.
Well, they're not going to have fans anyway, so it won't matter.
No, that's a Death Star. The away team always gets.
Oh.
And then they shut the lights off. Have you ever been to a Braves game?
Yes.
In the new stadium?
Yeah, it was amazing. So awesome.
Wait, do you remember the part where they shut the lights off?
Yes, of course I do.
If I'm a road team, that's when Edwin Diaz does the worst. Edwin Diaz does bad when it's quiet in Marlins Park, so. I don't even think he blew a save in Marlins Park.
I don't know, but all right, guys, I gotta head out.
Wait! You gotta wait one more minute. You know why?
What?
Because I've got my top five.
And I see your top five.
Not yet.
No, I see it.
Don't say anything.
There's a guy that you don't have in your top five. That's my number four.
All right, I know what the top five.
Can I give my top five?
Wait! No!
Wait, I want Isaac to guess it, and I'm not going to say if he's right or wrong.
What am I starting with? One?
Five.
Kyle Shanahan?
I'm not saying anything. Just go down the list.
Oh, Sean Payton. Mike Tomlin. Harbro, whatever. Who's Harbro? He's the Ravens head coach?
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. Is he the Ravens head coach?
Yes.
Thank God.
Harbro?
Sean Payton, if I didn't say him. Brian Flores, just name all the coaches. Bill Belichick, we know it's one.
All right. Can I say my list?
I've got my list right here.
I'm not saying my list. I'm just naming.
All right. I can pull up my list eventually. Just get
me. No, please don't. All right. Just run through your list. Who's number five?
Number five is Pete Carroll. Number four is Sean McVay. Number three is Sean Payton. Number two is Andy Reid. And number one is Bill Belichick.
That's crazy because number five is Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number four is Pete Carroll. Number three is Sean Payton. Number two is Andy Reid. Number one is Bill Belichick.
All right, I got to head out.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios. My top three is the same as you, but starting at number five, it's Brian Flores, very underrated coach. My number one underrated coach in the NFL. I'm not saying this because this is a Dolphins fan. Non-Dolphins fans agree. I never asked them top five or top 10, anything. He carried the Dolphins last year. Don't look at their record. He's a good coach. He's a good coach. Number four, it's Pete Carroll. Oh, so I had the same top three. Three, Sean Payton. Two, Andy Reid. And one, Belichick. So, similar thing. Hey, Tomlin is similar to Brian Flores. So, I think you can go either way there.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Like, if you were to go crazy, Brian Flores, I wouldn't allow that because Tomlin's a similar coach. Tomlin did good last year with Mason Rudolph, man.
Yeah.
By the way, if they had that seventh NFL, the new playoff format with an extra team making the playoffs in each conference, the Steelers would have made it. That would have been amazing without Big Ben. I just want to know, is Big Ben good anymore? That's what I want to know.
It's got to be.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's got to be. I can't see
why not. He was a great QB, but I just don't know if he's good. I mean, do we know? To be honest.
I got us. I love
it. No. I'm going to guess. I'm going to agree with you too, but I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. Whatever.
Isaac, look. Oh, Luke Brown. Is watching. Thank you, Luke. He would like to join this broadcast. Should we let Luke on?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will give him the info.
I'm going to leave in 10 minutes anyway. So it's
Wait, can you invite him? Do you have the link? Give him the link. Yeah, you have to leave in 15 minutes. Okay.
Probably have the link. Okay, I got it. Copy, paste, not pasting. I got it. But anyway, let's do another topic you have for us.
Yeah, no, for sure. Let's shift gears again, because I need to get something off my chest.
By the way, Luke, I put it on my stream. I might as well put it on your stream, too.
You put what on your stream?
I got it. Never mind.
Huh?
Never mind.
You posted the link?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
You posted the link on Sportscaster?
Yeah, no one's going to come in anyway.
That's a terrible idea.
Send it to Luke. Okay, then. All right.
Bad idea.
Anyway,
I want to talk about MLB players because I think they're out of their minds.
Yeah, I mean, look, they do have the choice to opt out. Aren't they still getting paid?
Well, look, before we give Luke a shot here, I need to say this. It is obnoxious. I said this last week, and Isaac, you heard me say this. I'm sure Luke, who's now here, did too. It's obnoxious that MLB players want their full salary. Oh, I don't want to play. Oh, I want my salary. You don't need it. Baseball teams don't get PPP money. I mean, I got a news alert tonight because I do like to cover real news here. That saying that Yeezy by Kanye West took $2 million in government PPP money. That's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. I can talk about a lot of different things when it involves the coronavirus, but seeing things like that happen, whether it be MLB players, Kanye West taking $2 million of government money made for small businesses for Yeezys, it bums me. It bums me. You don't need hundreds of millions of dollars. People are losing their jobs. It's just unbelievably bad. As we bring in now, on a less somber note, Luke Brown. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing well. I totally agree. There's 33 million people on unemployment, and the millionaires are complaining about not getting their full salary. It's ridiculous. I didn't hear about Kanye West, though. I heard that he's running for president, but
maybe with the $2 million, he could get a head start. What nomination? The Kanye party? Anyway, so, look, we're talking about NBA, Mahomes, NFL coaches. Touch on whatever you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule release was interesting today. The MLB.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I'm very pumped for that.
There you go, Luke.
What?
Everyone was excited about it more than usual. You know, they just usually release it right at the end of the regular season.
Right.
Yeah.
People were just waiting for it. But what I didn't find it exciting was because they were playing the teams I knew, the East. Right? Mets and Marlins were playing the NL East and AL East. So it wasn't exciting. What was exciting was, you know, who they're going to start off with and who they're going to end with.
Right.
Well, I definitely think that people make a bigger deal out of any sports news right now because
yeah, the coronavirus. Yeah.
There's nothing. Yeah. So that's why I think it was a bigger deal than usual. But I mean, you guys already probably touched on the Patrick Mahomes deal, but oh my God, 10 year, what was it? $500 million, $503 million or something.
$450 million, $470 million, $450 million in the terms, $477 million, I believe, guaranteed, $503 million on the max.
That's absolutely crazy. I just hope he doesn't get hurt and that the Chiefs have to pay for.
But yeah, in technical terms, it's $450 million over 10.
Yeah, he deserves it though. I mean, in his second year, Super Bowl MVP, he's already won the MVP. He's the face of the league. He deserves it.
Here's the problem. If it wasn't for Lamar Jackson having a, not going to say breakout, because, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, it was a breakout year.
Okay. Yeah, if that's what you want to. See, I always have a problem defining breakout year, because you know how, like, Mike Gesicki had a breakout year last year and Devontae Parker? What if they did the same thing this year? Is that considered a breakout? I don't understand.
I feel like there's different tiers to a breakout year. Like, if you were here and you went to here, that's a breakout year. But if you already here,
if they have the same year as last year, that wouldn't be considered a breakout because now you're expected to do that. But I don't know. Different people say what they want. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, a breakout year is just it's too new of a term for me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like it.
It's too, like, fantasy football.
And here it is. You know, underrated, too. Because when you say underrated, like, Jimmy Butler's underrated,
You're saying that Jimmy Butler is underrated is saying that people rate Jimmy Butler highly on a regular basis.
Here it is. He's an all-star, and everyone knows he's the best player on the Heat. But people still say he's underrated, and that's because they don't give him respect. So then don't use the term underrated.
That implies that.
So just say he's disrespected.
That people are not giving him the ounces of respect and ounces of popularity
he deserves. All these
just absolutely asinine.
Do you understand what I'm saying, right? With the underrated, like.
I haven't used the word underrated.
Well, I understand that some people think underrated means just, you know, you're not respected as you should be. Well, if that's your definition, it fits, but it shouldn't be. People have different definitions on it.
Right.
I mean, Apple, the food Apple, has one definition. Makes it simple. Sam Fetterman has one definition.
That's so not true.
We know what the one definition is.
Yeah, what is the one definition of Sam Fetterman?
I would use about six adjectives.
Oh, you could. Stats. But, yeah, I see.
Stats, analytics,
yeah,
crazy,
loud,
annoying.
Sometimes,
what?
Sometimes.
No, you can ask Brian.
Non-stop talker.
No, we already have loud. Number six.
He thinks he's an expert. So
I'll say smart. We gotta say something nice.
He is. Yeah, I mean, he is smart and he knows like absolutely everything.
That's why he thinks he's an expert, but sometimes
he's an expert.
He kind of is an expert. Just
depending on what you're talking about.
He's an expert on the definition of stats, but that's it.
I just don't understand how one man can keep track of so many things.
He has Baseball Reference in his head.
Yeah.
Oh, you think he just has Baseball Reference in his head? You haven't know. You don't know.
FanGraphs, everything.
FanGraphs.
And what?
All of them.
And what?
Wikipedia.
FanGraphs.
Have you ever heard him talk about Australian rules football?
Yeah. He always talks about that.
Yeah, he
probably. I'm not done. Have you ever heard him talk about third series Italian soccer?
No, don't want to know.
I think I have. I mean,
or no, I think it's Serie B. Like,
Brian, I have to go in a few minutes, like 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, I got you. You 11:25. We won't go till 11:25. Don't worry.
Okay.
I was gonna end the show by then. So in our last 5 minutes. Look, I did my happy birthday to Scott Van Pelt. That I did my one big thing in honor of Scott Van Pelt just now.
Is this your birthday? Yeah.
Yeah, it's also Zion Williamson's birthday, Frida Kahlo's birthday, George Bush's birthday, Kevin Hart's birthday, 50 Cent's birthday, Benjamin's birthday.
You missed Jay Crowder by one day.
Red Barth?
Yeah, my brother.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were twins.
Yeah.
I share a birthday with Barry Larkin. That's about it.
Yeah, we got a good list. But
which
Which
George Bush? HW or W?
Young.
Oh, okay.
Let's see who shares a birthday with me. Oh my God.
Who?
I'd like to thank all 10 people who are somehow still on this live stream.
Yeah, I went from 10 to 11, and I only have like 19 followers.
So I searched my birthday, July 28th, and guess what comes up?
Oh, it's your birthday soon.
Yeah.
It says TikTok person. TikTok
person. Oh, are you on famousbirthdays.com?
Yeah, maybe I should go on them.
Yeah, well, they put anybody who does anything on YouTube, Instagram,
Twitter, or anything. They have like any person who has over 10 followers on YouTube is on famousbirthdays.com.
Well, and they put them as TikTok. It's not like even if they don't even have a TikTok and they do everything on YouTube, they put them as famous.
Oh, TikTok. You know who also has my birthday? John Paul Jones.
How do you know all these people off the top of your head?
Because I looked on famousbirthdays.com this morning.
And you memorized the list? The only person I know is Barry Larkin, because one time I looked on the back of a baseball card and I was like,
anyway, oh, April 20th? I was talking about Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, you were.
I did my one big thing in honor of him about
baseball. And what was that?
The baseball players and the Kanye West thing. Because I'm outraged by that.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, we have 2.5 minutes before we're going to sign off. It's going to be a 45-minute episode. At 11:25, we will be done. I've promised everybody. So, I like to do this. I don't always do it because Sam's on my show. But
Sam finds his way on.
No comment. We're going to go around. Most important thing that happened in sports, I'll give you this week so far. So Sunday and Monday, and tell us why, Luke.
It was today. Patrick Mahomes signing that 10-year deal. I mean, that's a pretty easy one for me because that means that he's going to be with the Chiefs. If everything goes according to plan for the next 10 years, I mean, that's he could win 5 Super Bowls. He could win more than that, but it's likely that he might be able to win 5 Super Bowls within those 10 years. That's the biggest thing that happened.
Isaac,
I think it's
1 minute 35 seconds. All you.
Simple answer. I had Patrick Mahomes in the back of my head, but it's not going to do it. Because, all right, that's a huge deal. The price deal, but no. Because Cam Newton. That's just, okay, obviously the Patrick Mahomes deal was bigger, but if you look on social media, yeah, Patrick Mahomes has been stirring because the price, but it's going to stop after today. It's going to stop. But the Cam Newton is still going on because everyone, including myself, you know, didn't think that, okay, not everyone, but I had Stidham as the worst QB in the NFL going into the season. Many other people did. But not just that you get a guy that's a former MVP. The Patriots, actually, I have making the playoffs now. I go from a terrible team to a playoff team, a mobile QB, injury prone. But this is the biggest news of the week. I don't know if it wasn't this week, but it's close to this week, I would say. Cam Newton, it's a big deal. In terms of money, oh, my God. The cheapest deal you can find on the internet. So cheap compared to Patrick Mahomes, but I don't care the price of Patrick Mahomes' deal. Cam Newton meant so much, if you know what I'm saying, Brian.
Yeah, just in our last 20 seconds here, I'm going to say, I mean, obviously the top two are taken. I'm going to say the name change of my beloved Washington Redskins and the potential of thereof. I mean, that could be life-changing in the world of sports.
I don't think it's big yet because it
is. Whether it be on the manufacturing of clothing, whether it be Nike, Under Armour, the NFL, Fanatics, that's going to be a big deal. And, I mean, I've been telling everybody, a lot of people know, I don't have a zillion friends, but the people I know who I'm a Redskins fan. And they've all asked me, how do you feel about the name changing? I'm like, I'm all for it, but A, they need a name to change it to. Is one, and they need a legitimate name to change it to. And
Red Wings.
Here's the thing. Do they have to change the logo too?
Sorry?
Do they have to change the logo too? I have to go, but do they have to change the logo?
They have a trademark, but they probably will.
Well, anyway. If they change it to Red, like, let's say if they change it to the Washington Warriors.
We got 10 seconds.
That logo's not going to make any sense.
Stay on for a second, Isaac, after that, after we're done. But anyway, thank you for watching Power Sports Night in America in my comeback to, I don't know what you can call this. But
I'm Brian Barth. I'm on Long Island. You can watch Sam on his show. It's called The Power Hour, and he's now joining some new show called The Previous.
I haven't heard about that.
So, The Previous. Go watch The Previous.
Where can we find that at?
Sorry?
Where can we find that at?
It's called At The Previous.
Oh, all right. That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? I'm funny.
I was the one who made the joke.
Luke...
Brown with us. Sam Fetter was with us earlier. Isaac Edelman was with has been with us the whole time. Isaac, thank you.
Yep.
I'm Brian Barson. So long. Thanks for watching Power Sports Night in America. Go find us powersportsindex.com at Power Sports Index with an no E on Twitter at Power Sports, sportscaster.com without the E / Power Sports. Pretty easy to find us. Power Sports Index with E.com. You can find everything there. I'm Brian Barth. Thank you for watching Power Sports Night in America. And for those of you who are going to be listening on the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast presented by Podomatic, thank you as well. We hope you stay safe, stay home, and stay healthy here in these unprecedented times. Thank you and good night.